never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, if you're going to hurt your computer, do not use the kinetic method of service to your computer. It does no good. It makes you feel better, but generally does not fix the problem. You're listening to the Computer Corner with the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney. How come we don't ever get a yeah, buddy on that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
My bad.
We're discussing the pros and cons of multifunction printers and, of course, taking your telephone calls, which is pointless to call in because we're completely booked right now. But when you hear somebody hang up, 602-277-5827, which
that's
is
right.
KTAR.
Or go to our website at datadoctors.com/radio and look for the Ask a Question or Make a Suggestion buttons so you can participate that way. In fact, before we grab Bill in Glendale, who has a pop-up problem in AOL.
Yes.
I got an email from Leslie who says, does Windows XP have a program to do the same thing as MSConfig did in Windows 98?
Yes, Leslie, it does.
In fact, it's called MSConfig.
Yeah.
So if Leslie or anybody else who has Windows XP is listening and you liked that old MSConfig thing in Windows 98, well, guess what? It's still there.
Well, let's explore that a little bit. So it's a possibility she tried it and it didn't work. And if that's the case, you may have an issue of what your particular username that you've logged in with. Whoever set it up may have locked it down to where you can't do a whole lot, so you might need a higher level of access, like administrator access. In fact, you'd have to have administrator level access to make
right.
a change to the system.
Yeah.
So that may be the problem, Leslie. The file exists, but now that you have real security, there's no real security in 98. There's really good security in XP. So if you tried it and it doesn't work, that means your user that you're logging in with does not have the administrative access.
People get a little bit confused about this because Windows 2000, which is closely related, it's like the cousin of Windows XP.
It's the father.
Yeah, it is the father.
Luke, I'm your father.
All right. It does not have the MSConfig program built in. It went away in Windows 2000 and it came back when Windows XP came.
Is James Earl Jones here?
No. Let's go ahead and go to Bill in Glendale, because Bill's been real patient waiting about pop-up problems in AOL. Bill, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
I'm on AOL.
Uh-huh.
I have this pop-up problem that it seems like it's occurring more and more.
Well, if you're on AOL, you got more than pop-up problems, pal.
Well,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. It's this gain thing.
Say again?
It's called gain, and it's associated with, you name it, they're into it.
Whoa, hang on.
Gain? Like
gain.
G-A-I-N?
G-A-I-N.
Are you getting this as soon as you log into your account, or are you getting this after you start to go on the Internet?
No, I can just be on the Internet. So sometimes it won't show up at all. Sometimes it shows up, and 95% of the time when it shows up, then it comes up with that major error problem, and the thing shuts down.
There's two possibilities. First of all, AOL recently, I guess in the last 6 months, turned off all of their pop-ups that they generate.
Okay.
They turn them off, so it's not actually an AOL pop-up anymore. It's going to either be...
I think I remember correctly that there was something called like a Gain Networks. It was a little program that would install when you installed something else, like Kazaa or one of the big media sharing utilities out there.
Okay. And once it sees an Internet connection, it goes to work.
Yeah.
Right.
You have what's called spyware, adware, that's infiltrated your system.
Okay.
So what we'd recommend you do is you go download a program. It's free. It's called AdAware. And it will actually scan and scour your entire computer and get rid of all adware and spyware.
Okay.
To get that program, just go to your favorite search engine.
Google. Right. Just go to Google.
And type in AdAware, all one word.
No, Add-Aware.
Is it Ad?
Yeah.
Dash or hyphen?
Yeah. Hyphen. Or Add Space Aware. Any one of those will do it. Download the program, and what it'll do is it does a real extensive search throughout your entire computer, and it'll list out everything it sees, and I'll bet you're going to have dozens, if not hundreds, of entries in your machine.
Okay.
And it allows you to basically put a check mark in front of everything you want to get rid of, and allows you to make a backup in case you make a bad decision, which I highly recommend you do. Just back up that stuff you're about to get rid of.
Okay.
Just in case something that you said get rid of was not actually spyware.
All right. And once I do that, it won't come back again?
Pretty much you're going to kill it.
Well, it won't come back again unless you put it back again, meaning unless you download something else in the future and install it. And here's where the key comes in. Anything you're installing, first, only install the things you really, really need. Don't install all that stuff that you think is going to be funny or cute that you don't really care about or need.
We call it the Zen of computing.
That's right.
Where's my...
Okay.
The Zen... No.
No.
The Zen...
Bonehead! No.
How about 44?
I am not good at all today.
The Zen of computing.
The other thing is when you're installing this application that you absolutely have to have, pay close attention and don't just take all the defaults. Oftentimes, there are extra programs that they're packaging in that you can choose to not install and still get the thing you're trying to install.
There's okay. something called a EULA that nobody reads. It's that big I agree thing.
Right.
It's the user licensing agreement. And buried in there generally is something that says, and because you're getting this for free, we're going to install this program that reports back to us everything you do.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Appreciate your help.
You bet. Give that a shot, Bill. And, if you're experiencing similar things, and really, once a month or so, folks, all of you out there, you should go and do a scan and get rid of all that adware. That'll help cut down on pop-ups. It'll help cut down on illegal operations, all kinds of stuff.
Again, the program is called AdAware.
Alrighty.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, guys.
There's lots of... If you go to computerproblems.com, we've done lots and lots, and actually we've done adware shows in the past. So
yeah.
If you look through our archives in our radio show section, you'll see all kinds of
I'm
resources.
I'm thinking the name of the company that makes it is called LavaSoft.
It is. It is. So it's like LavaSoft.net or something.
Yeah,
it's really
something weird, but that's you'll know you're at the right place if that's the name of the company's site that you're at doing
yes.
your thing. We got another quick email question I'm going to read from Becky.
Becky!
Says, I'm wanting to upgrade my computer.
Oh, right.
And Becky is, you're not the only one. There's lots of people that want to upgrade their computer.
Which is why this is a great question.
Yeah. How do I find out what type of RAM I have and CPU? That's her first question. Now she comes back and says, I'm running a Pentium 2, so it sounds like she knows what kind of CPU she has.
Well, obviously not.
And wants to upgrade to a Pentium 4.
Okay.
She needs a new CD, DVD, ROM drive and wants to increase her RAM.
Okay.
Help. She heard that you can have conflicts when upgrading and she needs to just make sure that when she orders, she knows what she has.
Becky, here's the deal. First of all, when you ask questions like that, that tells us you probably should not be trying to do your do-it-yourself brain surgery and these replacements. So definitely, if you're going to do this, get professional help. The fact that you want to change processor, motherboard, add a CD, DVD, ROM, all these things, you're probably at the point where it makes no sense to upgrade your machine. You probably want to start over because these computers are so cheap anymore.
Yeah, a lot of people, common misconception, well, I have a Pentium 2 and I want to go to a Pentium 4, so all I do is just stick that chip in, right?
No.
Wrong. That chip won't even fit on the board. It's like a square peg, round hole kind of thing. It's not going to even happen. So to put a new chip in there, you need a new board. Well, the new board doesn't take the same kind of RAM, so you can't just take your old RAM and stick it in. Oh, and by the way, the new motherboards require a little bit different power source, so the power supply has to be changed.
Probably.
Oh, and the newer hard drives... Yeah, they'll work, but they're going to be so much slower than you know. It by the time you're all said and done, you've got a whole new computer. You're going to spend just as much, if not more, trying to do it yourself.
It just
goes through a lot of hassle.
Here's a guideline for you folks out there looking to upgrade. Here are the things that make sense to upgrade. First and foremost is RAM. So if you don't have a lot of random access memory or RAM, and I'd say 128 is the bare minimum. And probably 512 is about the top end. Anything beyond that, you're probably, unless you're doing some really high-level stuff, it's wasting money.
And if you have a computer that's more than probably 3 or 4 years old, upgrading RAM is going to be very, very, very expensive because the RAM is very, very hard to find.
But it could still be a lot cheaper than buying a new computer.
Yes.
So you can weigh those differences. If you're doing a processor upgrade, if you're going from a 2 to a 4, or if you're going from a Celeron to a Pentium 4, if you're going like large differences between the processors...
Right, you're changing a whole classification even, then yes, you're going to be probably cheaper to buy a new machine.
If it's a Pentium 4 1 gigahertz or something, one of the older ones, and you want to go to a faster processor, it may make sense to do that. Of course, processor speed a lot of times won't make that much difference in the overall speed performance difference. And the third upgrade that generally makes sense is going to a bigger or adding a larger hard drive.
Yeah, I'm out of space on my 4 gig. I want to put a 20 gig in. Hey, that makes a lot of sense.
If you're having to do more than one upgrade or one or two upgrades at a time, chances are you've put yourself right into buying a new computer. Save the money because you're going to end up with... Our analogy is you take a gorilla and you put a lipstick on it, an eyeshadow, and a little makeup. And what do you got?
Still a gorilla.
You still got a gorilla, so don't spend too much time trying to dress that gorilla up.
We got Fran in Sun City, Alan in Deer Valley, Debbie in Phoenix, Kathleen in Sun City, and you at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Richard Rogers, Minister of Unity Phoenix. Make room for peace in your life. Come to Unity of Phoenix this week and experience a deeper connection.